I'm down in Arkansas spending time in ivory-billed woodpecker habitat, but I just got an email from Mike Hendrickson about some very important habitat closer to home and near and dear to my heart. It's an incredible birding spot along McDavitt Road in the Sac Zim Bog. Mike takes a lot of out-of-state tourists into the bog, and he writes that it is in danger. Quote, "Many of those that hiked around this area last year remembered that on the east side opposite the snowshoe trails was an open corridor into the bog. This corridor is the same corridor that I warned others in this listserv looks like a sign for future logging. Well, Sunday a bulldozer worked all day widening the corridor and cleared out all of the small bushes and stumps. I walked this widened area and witnessed that there are several corridors, roads coming off this main corridor going into the bog. There is a lot of woodpecker sign all over this area. I can safely bet that in the next few days the loggers will be in there clearing this bog out. To get an idea what this area will look like when the logging is done, visit places like the bend on Owl Avenue, along County Road 133, along County 319, Stone Lake Road, and several other places. Also, there is blue paint on many trees along Owl Avenue. This might be a sign the state is going to widen the ditch or possibly next winter log this area out as well. There is an entry road into the east side of Owl Avenue's bog on the north end near County Road 52, so this area looks like it might be logged out as well. This is the same area Connecticut warblers were nesting." Mike Hendrickson continues, "I know some birders are working to nominate the Sac Zim Bog as an important bird area, but by the time this nomination is announced, this unique area will not be an important bird area, but instead a good area for growing hay and making meth. I just wish groups who are involved with this area or people who have been here who know what to do would help me contact the right people. I need email addresses, and I wish we'd stop concentrating on the economics tourist aspect of the bog and instead concentrate on protecting the bog and its habitat. Right now we need to put all our energy into contacting state officials to stop this logging. If anyone knows the right people to contact, please email me, as I will do what I can to stop or at least slow down the logging. Birders, we are going to lose the bog. We are going to lose Connecticut warblers, boreal chickadees, gray jays, great gray owls, and other boreal species. Some of the bog has orchids as well. We are going to lose everything that makes this place so wonderful to us birders." End quote. As Mike Hendrickson notes, there has been quite a bit of logging in the bog in recent years. Some Minnesota Ornithologists Union people talked to the DNR, who told them that the trees are dying and they're chopping them down to protect the forest. But apparently these forest managers don't have a clue what makes forests appeal to black-backed woodpeckers, because this particular species needs stands of dead and dying trees for its very survival. I'm sick and tired of managers telling me they have to kill animals to manage healthy populations when they themselves can't stand the thought of a dead tree or a dead stand of trees here and there. On my website, along with the transcript to today's program, there's a link to Mike Hendrickson's email address. If you know of people we should be contacting or strategies to help us protect this unique treasure in the state, please contact him as soon as possible. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.